Could you please introduce yourself?
Oh, everyone knows who I am. I was the world's greatest treasurer from 1996 until 2007. I'm currently conducting an audit of Queensland finances for the Campbell Newman government.
Wasn't it Paul Keating who was voted by the World Bank as Australia's first world's greatest treasurer? Did he not set the benchmark for all subsequent world's greatest treasurers?
Oh, yes, but he followed Banana Republic-style economics, whereas I implemented sound, hard business school economic management with a budgetary surplus in every year of my 11 years as treasurer.
Keating was treasurer from 1983 till 1991, but he went on to become Prime Minister and won the sweetest victory of all against the Liberal Dr. Hewson.
Hewson lost the unlosable election by having poor economic policies and little idea of when to implement them.
Didn't Dr. Hewson campaign on the need to broaden the tax base by introducing a goods and services tax?
Yes, but Australians were not ready for a GST in 1993, whereas I introduced that tax when it was politically acceptable.
Wasn't the difference that Hewson had the guts to tell the Australian people before the election that he would introduce a GST, whereas John Howard said that you would never implement a GST, but did so anyway?
I think you've got your facts wrong there, my friend. I told the Australian people we would introduce a goods and services tax in the 1998 federal election.
But you did so under cover of a Workplace Relations Act that banned strikes on the waterfront and, together with Chris Corrigan, tried to cripple the Maritime Union of Australia. Plus, you didn't introduce the GST until the 2000 financial year.
Oh, it's time the wharfies were taught a lesson, you see, and they could not hold Australia's most important industry to ransom.
What is Australia's most important industry?
Exporting minerals and coal.
Aren't you suffering from quarry vision there, Mr. Treasurer?
No, not at all. I'm an economic realist.
Realist or rationalist, you did not put GST on exported goods.
Oh, you can call me what you like. A GST on exports would ruin our international trade position.
Yet you made ordinary Australians pay 10% tax on essential goods that they bought.
No, you're wrong there again, my friend. You must remember, we exempted food.
Only after the Democrats, Marg Lees, insisted on it. And you did not exempt all food. You imposed GST on pies from my local bakery.
Yeah, well, Australians are great pie eaters and we had to broaden the tax base.
Why was that?
The Commonwealth had to impose a GST because the states had insufficient funds to provide health services, schooling, roads, that sort of important thing.
I would like you to comment on the following extract from your Commission of Audit report into Queensland finances. At page 203, you state that you wish to restrict the use of public health and education to only those that need it most. The language of your report sounds very altruistic, but it means that the government should only provide health and education in circumstances where no other provider exists. Page 203.
Well, I have to take your point there. We have to focus on the sustainability of the state's capital program, which means building and maintaining state infrastructure. That's on page 205, my own report, by the way.
Building an infrastructure for mining companies?
Well, Queensland is mining.
I thought you were going to say that Queensland is a hedge fund.
No. Iceland was a hedge fund. Queensland's a quarry.
The 2007-08 budget shows how the Queensland economy was growing at 5% per year, and the government was able to return an operating surplus of $268 million. Yet, in the following year, we had a deficit of nearly $1 billion. Why did the wheels fall off?
Global financial crisis. You must remember it was in all the papers.
But didn't the state's revenue drop due to the lower taxation, decreased coal royalties, and less GST given from the federal government? Page 44.
Yes, but you must understand that those were made worse by natural disasters in the 2010, 2011 and 2011-2012 financial years.
You mean floods caused by climate change, don't you?
Oh, there were floods, but look, these are just natural weather events. I mean, you know, it happens all the time up there in Queensland.
Floods used to occur every few years, but now the floods are more extreme and occur frequently.
No, I'm not a meteorologist.
But you are advocating mining Queensland, and one of those mines at Mount Morgan has turned the Dee River blue with toxic materials during the last flood. If the mine wall breaks under the pressure of floodwaters, that is the end of the Rockhampton's drinking water. What did you study at university?
I studied law at Melbourne University.
Unis were free then, weren't they? Wasn't that a Whitlam government initiative?
And I also did some commerce subjects as well.
Didn't the state-owned investment corporation invest $27 billion in credit default swaps, the riskiest financial product on Wall Street?
Look, I wish the QIC had invested in CDSs, every Queenslander, every Australian would be a millionaire if we'd done so.
Why is that?
Oh, a credit default swap, the CDS, you see. It's a bet against the entire US banking system. Now, you see, the second largest bank in America, Lehman Brothers, went under in 2008. Now, a few brokers on Wall Street bet that there would have been a massive default on housing loans, and that's exactly what happened. They made a packet.
What did the Queensland Investment Corporation invest in?
The QIC bet the housing market would stay good.
And they lost $27 billion in public monies.
Well, essentially, yes, but to bet against the American banks would have been the biggest punt since Gatom won the Melbourne Cup at 100-1.
You mean to say that the publicly owned Queensland Investment Corporation was risking our superannuation money on the world financial markets in 2008-09?
Yes, but they placed their bet on the wrong horse.
So in the audit report, you're recommending that the government sell everything to pay back the losses we made in 2008-09.
Well, look, if you don't do that, borrowing for infrastructure is going to cost more. In 2009, ratings agency Standard & Poor's downgraded Queensland's credit risk from AAA to AA+. So Queensland needs a fiscal repair strategy.
Hang on. Didn't Standard & Poor's give Lehman Brothers a AAA rating while Lehman Brothers were trading in certified debt obligations, which caused the global financial crisis?
And this is why the Queensland government now uses Fitch as its new ratings agency.
And you recommend the government privatise everything to pay back the debt?
I've recommended government exempt policy advice from the sale of assets.
Sorry?
My report recommends that government sell everything except the provision of policy advice.
Why should the government retain policy advisors?
Well, since I lost my job as the world's greatest treasurer, I've become a policy advisor. Got to get paid somehow.
How much were you paid?
$3,300 per day.
How will you spend it?
Well, I am thinking of buying a condo overlooking the Brisbane River. You know, sort of a winter palace retreat from cold winter days and nights in Melbourne. Besides, the condo I'm looking at is actually close to the Gabba, so I can drop down there and see the Brisbane Lions getting absolutely thrashed by the Bombers.
I think we should leave it there.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants box and chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody to. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bow. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, that's how it goes.